This is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield. I'm Logan Parker, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. For many of us in the Northeast, winter can be viewed as a period of absence. Days are short and nights are long. Most efforts to bask during the sun's limited window of light requires the rituals of bundling and subsequent thawing beside the wood stove. Outside our windows, the snow has hidden much of the landscape's complex, interwoven tapestry beneath a more uniform and colorless blanket. Save for the conifers, the leafless forests appear gray, bare, and pensive. The hundreds of birds that rely upon the northern woodlands in the green times are reduced to a skeleton crew, composed of those birds hardy enough to contend with the cold and forego the effort of migration. Strange as it would seem, these year-rounders often come to share the harsh winter world with a host of other birds that come to pass the season here. For the latter, our seemingly barren landscape offers both refuge and a bounty of food sources. These birds include eruptive winter finches such as redpolls, siskins, crossbills, as well as evening and pine grosbeak. These birds descend from their northern breeding grounds in search of tree and grass seeds. Other erupting birds include predatory species like snowy owls, rough-legged hawks, and northern shrikes that rely mostly upon birds and rodents to sustain themselves through the winter. While most winter eruptors survive on diets mostly associated with the natural habitat features found throughout the Northeast, one species stands out for its regular association with more ornamental sustenance. Bohemian waxwings are distributed around the Northern Hemisphere. Within North America, these showy passerines breed within the open boreal woodlands of Western Canada and Alaska. Although technically songbirds, these birds are so gregarious and tolerant of their peers, they do not maintain territories or produce true songs. When nesting, Bohemian waxwings are known to construct nests in close proximity to one another. During the summer months, waxwings eat diverse diets of plant foods and insect prey. In winter, these birds rely largely upon the fruits ripened over the summer and autumn. During years where food sources are depleted, Bohemian waxwings stage long-range winter movements in pursuit of tree fruits. These include those of the mountain ash, cherry, and hawthorn. However, the tree species I most associate them with are apples. Almost all of my Bohemian waxwing encounters have occurred standing next to ornamental or wild crab apples at points all throughout Maine. The pursuit of winter apples has led these birds to landscapes that differ greatly from their remote northern breeding grounds. Most of my Bohemian waxwing observations have been made on the fringe or within bustling cities, towns, or other developed areas. Just the other morning, I watched more than 100 birds frequenting a crabapple beside a busy state road, the flock flushing for high vantages nearly every time a commuter passed. I can only imagine how exhausted the bird observed in an apple tree in Brooklyn's Prospect Park in 2007 must have been. The Northeast functions as more than just a larder for wintering waxwings. It can also be the stage on which courtship activities are performed. Though frequently in the company of a dozen to hundreds of peers throughout the year, Bohemian waxwings are believed to be monogamous. Pair formation often begins during the winter months, with fruit featured heavily in the ritual. Fruits are exchanged to potential mates and passed back and forth. Females will also flutter their wings to solicit feeding by the male, a behavior that mimics feeding nestlings in the summertime. Waxwing winters are a reminder that, even in the scarcest of seasons, the fields and forests are rich with abundance, as well as capable of sustaining and propagating life. This year is a waxwing winter, and flocks are being reported from Presque Isle all the way down to York. All these sightings are proof that, at least to some, waxwings are worth bundling and thawing for.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.